celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tali ke saath business ki baat.
So today we're in conversation with Mr. Kishore Chhabra, inventor of Quick Oil Chain Machine and Managing Director of Rock Engines Private Limited, Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh. It's a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us on this podcast today.
Thank you, ma'am.
So Rock Engines Private Limited has become synonymous to the product range of oil chamber cleaning machines, which was developed in 2006. It had been a novel invention, and that's the reason why you were awarded patent from Government of India. It's been more than a decade since you first pioneered this patented technology. I'm interested to know, how did the journey for Rock Engines begin?
Right. Actually, we have got a retail outlet in Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh. Retail outlet is petrol pump. And we dealers have given target to sell lubricants along with petrol diesel. And what the thing is, selling petrol diesel is not difficult. But selling lubricant is real difficult. We do not have so much of profit in lubricants. We searched for so many options how we can increase the sale of lubricants. And that got me the idea, like presently, the oil change from every vehicle, whether it is two-wheelers or it is four-wheeler, it is drained manually. That is, black waste oil is drained manually from the oil chamber, which does not extract the complete waste oil. And this leftover waste oil, when you add fresh oil to the engine, it reduces the efficiency of the fresh oil. So this got me the idea of any device we can develop which cleans in a lesser time and quickly the oil chamber. So definitely more customers will be attracted towards that unit. So that's how we designed this oil change machine.
That's very, very interesting, Mr. Chhabra. So how is oil change by machine different from oil change at a regular garage?
Right. When you go to any workshop, any garage, or even the OEM, maybe a Hero showroom or Maruti showroom, what the mechanic do, they just open the drain bolt and let the oil, black oil, fall by gravity. So around about 150 ml of black oil along with carbon emery, it is not extracted, that remains stuck in the chamber. So when you add fresh oil, the efficiency is reduced from day one. With the machine, with the vacuum technology, it drains out all the carbon emery and the complete waste oil, right? And then we add the flushing fluid to the oil chamber, and then we start the vehicle for 5 seconds. So what happens, whatever waste carbon emery is left in the capillaries, capillaries also, and other parts also, that is being dissolved, and engine is crystal clean. So when you add fresh oil, you get 100% efficiency of the fresh oil. So that's how the demand from the machine went up.
So we can say not only is it the best option for a vehicle, but also for the environment, because engine oils have a huge impact on the environment. I've heard about 1 liter of oil can contaminate about 1 million liters of water. So oil pollution definitely has a devastating effect on the water environment. And it's interesting to know that Rock Engine products are eco-friendly. So could you tell us about it, please?
Right. Initially, when we started, this oil change machine development was being done. Then we also noticed that some amount of oil is spills out also, maybe 100 ml or something like that. So then we went with the technology of zero spill technology. Zero spill is that when you open the drain bolt, the oil does not come out. Then we add the attachment to the oil chamber, and the complete waste oil, instead of dropping down, it is extracted in the oil, in the machine itself. So there is no spill. Otherwise, what happens when you go to any workshop or even to the OEM, some oil spills off, that enters the soil also, and which reduces the efficiency also and damages the water pollution also and the soil pollution also. So with this zero spill technology, that problem again was taken care.
Set aside time to reevaluate your company goals regularly. This may be with regards to revising sales quota and even assessing data. Reviewing these strategies can be made easier if all company records are up to date and secured on a business management tool. For more such tips on managing small businesses efficiently, tune into our podcast.
Your very own MSME success story show. Tali ke saath business ki baat.
And you have installed about 18,000 plus units across India, and you have seen success amongst customers. So what differentiates your products from others in the market?
As such, earlier there were machines like top suction units were there, which used to come from China. But those units also used to leave around about 200 ml of waste oil in the oil chamber. So that machine also, when customer compares those units, so definitely they had so many drawbacks with the top suction unit. As such, the bottom suction which we have come up with, and now the multifunction machine what we have come up with, that is oil change and engine flushing, we don't have any competition pan India. Anyone outside also, there is no machine like that, because patent only is granted in that case when there is no unit similar to the operation what we are doing. It should have some novelty, then only the patent is being granted.
That's very, very interesting, Mr. Chhabra. So could you also tell us about Rock Engine's invention of quick oil change machine? How did it help OMCs gain 100% growth in lubricant sales from retail outlets?
Right. As I said, we have a target to sell lubricant also along with fuel, which was difficult earlier. So what used to happen when you offer a lube to the customers, the customer do say they get it done manually outside. But then we have to highlight the benefits of the oil change machine. If you get it done with the machine, these are the benefits you're going to get. The mileage of the vehicle will go up, vehicle will run smooth, and the oil change period also will go up. So when you explain all this benefit to the customer, so definitely when the customer gets the oil change done, he has to add fresh oil to that. That fresh oil he has to buy from the retail outlet itself. And there is a profit of around about 30% margin is there in case of lubricant. So oil is being, the lube is being sold at MRP. When the customer gets the oil change done, he has to buy fresh lubricant from the retail outlet. Thus how the retail outlet gets the profit also and sale of lube also.
How do you see the company evolving in the future, and what are the key trends to watch out for in the industry?
Right. Presently, if you say, ma'am, so we have covered only 5 to 6% market only. There's a vast market which is being left. And recently we have started a workshop also, and we keep inventions out over there. And we have also opened one brain sharpening institute, because the success of this oil change machine that inspired me and which encouraged me that there should be a workshop, and there are so many inventions which further can be designed and can be developed. So this success motivated me to create a laboratory for more inventions. So I created this brain sharpening institute now, where there's a slogan. It says ki jahan log sochna chhod dete hain wahan se hum sochna shuru karte hain. So that really inspires us ki so many inventions are yet to be done in India. Like if you talk of US, so many inventions are being done in US, so many patents are being done, but in India only very few patents are being done. So that is why I have opened this brain sharpening institute, where more and more inventions we are sure to do about it. Presently, we are also coming up with a few more inventions. Like we are developing one hot steam unit, like all time when you have meals, so it will be hot all the time. We are coming up with flying kitchen, food will come flying to you. So that all, it's in process of patent. So I cannot disclose right now. But this laboratory is definitely going to help me. This brain sharpening institute is going to help me for more and more inventions to be done.
This brain sharpening laboratory or institute definitely sounds very, very interesting. I would also love if you could share a few tips to all the aspiring entrepreneurs who look up to you, who are inspired by you. So could you please share a few tips with them?
He should have a vision board. What a thought comes to him, what he wants, what he dreams about should be pasted. And then the complete modus operandi should be decided for that, and the complete time span should be fixed so that he's going to achieve that particular dream which he thought about.
Oh, Mr. Chhabra, I have one last question for you. You did tell us that we have so many thousands of thoughts that pass through our brain every single day. There are many who are actually having these thoughts but don't know how to channelize it. What would you like to tell them?
So I would request, any thought comes to you, anytime it comes to you, either you can take an audio of that, or if you can put through voice to text, because if you ask people to note it down, it's very difficult for people to note, because everyone does not do that. Each main thought we put up into our vision board, and then the complete modus operandi, how to achieve, when to achieve. Then I tell you, nature has given that brain which goes on giving you ideas, and through voice to text, you can go on adding how to achieve, how to implement that thought, and you can very well do it. That is how we have done 4 inventions, and round about 7 to 8 are in pipeline, and which we are sure about it by next year, we'll be doing all, ma'am.
You also face any challenges? And how do you overcome them?
No. For us, it become, you tell us, we have got 7 people. We call them as a servo soldiers. Actually, we work mainly for Indian Oil. So these people are there. You tell them any work, they say yes first, and then they think about how to do it. Because we are so much confident that any work designed to us, there is always a way. We'll 100% find out way for that. So we call them yes people. Any work designed to us, we say yes first and then we do it. Because we are so much sure about the nature's precious gift brain to us. There is a solution and way to do any work, whether it is difficult or most difficult, we can do it. Any task which we note down in our sheet, we always name it with mission. Then we name it first. So when it comes after mission, so definitely it becomes very easy for us to do it.
Must say, Mr. Chhabra, that was very, very inspiring, very, very motivating. And there was so much that we could take from this chat. Thank you once again for joining us on this podcast. We wish you and your company the best for the future.
Right, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
So with that, we come to the end of today's episode. We're going to see you again with another very interesting and another informative podcast. Take care of yourself. We'll see you soon. And yes, don't forget to like, share and subscribe.
Celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises. Right here. Tali ke saath, business ki baat.